And if ever a journalist earned his byline, it has to be David Amsden, who writes for Slate magazine. He didn't go through a war or uncover a great scandal, but he did attend a high school prom, a nightmare assignment for a man in his 20s who had to take along a 17-year-old date. And then David had to tell all to Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
David Amsden, you arrive at this girl's house. You arrive actually carrying a corsage. And tell us about this girl that you took to the prom.
She was a daughter of a colleague of my mother's who I had met about 3 weeks before. And just on a whim, on a kind of journalistic whim, I asked her if I could go to prom with her. And she said yes, funny enough, because her boyfriend did not want to go. And so I had kind of frantically driven to the grocery store to pick up the corsage that my mother had been so kind to reserve for me. And I rushed over to her house, and that's when it hit me that it was all really happening, when I had a $21 corsage in my hand and with my hand shaking, kind of delivering it to this 17-year-old girl
that
I barely knew.
So you arrive at the prom, and you feel uncomfortable the whole time, like, what am I doing here? I'm clearly not a high schooler. Are people going to think I'm this big lech?
I was petrified of that, and I had actually asked some of Sarah's friends, you know, I said, am I going to look old? And they kind of tutored me to look younger, telling me, you know, not to gel my hair and these things that were just, you know, made me just embarrassed to be me a little bit.
Well, did you enjoy yourself?
At the dance, I don't know if I would describe it as enjoying myself. It was pretty intense, especially the dance floor. The dance floor was, I was just kind of out of my league, and it was the way they were dancing. I mean, it was probably exactly how I danced back in high school. It's just that thing. You get to a certain point, and teenagers become this sort of weird alien species, and you kind of don't know what to do with them. And that's how I felt on the dance floor. And then I meandered off from the dance floor, and Sarah introduced me to a bunch of her teachers who, as it turned out, of course, were all my age, and which made it all the more awkward when one of them was talking to me. And she sort of summed up exactly how I felt, actually. She said, you know, I have to say, the confusing thing here is I don't know whether I'm supposed to just start busting the kids or bust out onto the dance floor.
You know, we have these images in our minds or fantasies, whatever they may be, of high schoolers going running amok at high school proms, doing all sorts of bad and illicit things, drugs, sex, mm-hmm. wild partying. Is that what you found at the prom?
I had the same exact image. I imagined us, you know, driving around in a limousine afterward, and, you know, passing around a, you know, bottle of rubbing alcohol, and, you know, one kid going into, you know, an alcoholic seizure and everything, you know, getting corrupted. But really what was very funny is we ask around, you know, who's having the party, where's the house party? And it turns out everyone, and we asked at least 75 kids. We asked the cool kids. We asked the moderately cool kids. We asked kids she'd never spoken to before where they were going. And they were all going to the high school afterward, driving back to the suburbs and hanging out in the high school, which had kind of been converted into a little mini Mardi Gras. And yeah, we stayed there until 5 in the morning. So there was really nothing to do after that.
David, what's the moral of this story?
What's the moral of going to prom as an old man or a pretend old man? I think the moral is we have as a culture, we have this really harmlessly demented notion toward kids and this harmlessly demented way of fetishizing them. We live in this odd cultural moment where the apex of female beauty is 17-year-olds. And whether it's, you know, Lindsay Lohan in a bathing suit in Vanity Fair magazine, or the way we kind of salivate over the Olsen twins and pretend it's just a joke. It just seemed kind of under that rubric, which I find kind of mildly disturbing. Going to a prom with a 17-year-old would be every American man's dream. Everyone else wonders, what really goes on at prom? How much of these kids are they doing cocaine off car hoods, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I think the moral is really that, you know, adults are more childish at times than the kids and their perceptions of them, and should perhaps lighten up a little bit and not be so sort of misguided in their lust after these things.
David Amsden is a writer living in New York, and you'll find his articles about attending the prom as an adult, complete with pictures, at Slate.com. And thanks, David, for coming in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much.
And I'm Madeline Brand.